This is Tarnisha with the fraud department. Thank you for holding. Allow me one moment as I get your account pulled up.
Yes, please.
All right, and for security purposes, can I get you to verify shipping address for me, please?
3215 Southwest 52nd Ave, Apartment 26, Pembroke Park, Florida, 33023.
All right, and I do have that account pulled up, and looks like it is for a spy cam.
No, man, I don't... Because the purchase and 11 yesterday were $49.97. I don't purchase anything like that. She told me that's monthly payment. That monthly payment for what? I don't.
Okay, so from what it looks like you did a trial back on the 1st, and it looks like it was like a... Looks like a 5-day, 4-day trial, and during that time you paid the $7.45 shipping handling to receive the product. And once that 5-day trial period was over, they did bill that retail price, which is the $49.97. Now I'm looking at the account. I do see where you did get billed twice on the same day, which really you were supposed to only get billed for one because you only purchased one. So I do see where you did get billed twice. But the retail price of the spy cam and the reason why you are being billed is because of that reason.
Wow. I'm glad I called that number. And you, where is that?
It is
2802 Gulf to Bay Boulevard.
No, the product is a spy cam.
The product
like
is
a spy
cam. When?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when did I order that spy cam? But because
you ordered it back you ordered it back on the 1st of October. You paid the $7.45 shipping and handling, and then on October the 5th, they billed you the $49.97 during that time period for the retail price. Now, because you didn't call in to cancel the spy cam, they did go on to the next phase, which is they do auto shipment. So that's why you got billed this month for another one, because you never called in to cancel.
No, I. Oh, God. I don't know anything about that, man, because that card, and because I look and Synchrony Bank send me thank you for that purchase. I don't purchase anything for $49.97.
Okay, but do you remember? But do you at least remember the purchase for the $7.45?
No. You tell me in October. Now we're in what? We're in November.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I just opened my email and I see that email. The bank tell me thank you for. And I say, what did I order yesterday on the 5th?
Okay, what I'm saying is whatever you ordered is a recurring order. So whatever was ordered back on the 1st, which was the spy cam, but during that time, the spy cam was free and you only paid the shipping and handling. And then they billed the retail price for the spy cam that you would have originally received during that time of October, the $49.97. The reason why you got billed another $49.97 is because it's the recurring charge. You get billed every 30 days for basically a new spy cam. So that is why you're still being billed. It's automatic.
No, man, please, would you cancel that? Because I don't have no clue what you explained to me. That's what the first lady told me. I said, cancel that account because the first 49, I don't have no clue.
Okay. Spike now, down. Is there a possibility that anyone else in the home could have placed this order?
I have to ask. Nope.
Okay, and the only reason why I ask is because the shipping address matches what we have
file. Yeah.
I get you to verify an email address for me?
My email address is remyboozy@gmail.com.
Okay, repeat that one more time for me. Repeat that one more time for me.
Oh, boozyremy@gmail.com.
Okay, and that is what we have on file. And can I get you to verify a phone number for me?
954-993-0141.
Okay, so all the information matches on what we have on your account. Now, if there is a possibility that someone in the home has placed order, what I can do is I can go ahead and give a courtesy 50% refund back into the account, and the account is already canceled, so you won't have to worry about being billed again. Now, what we can do is we can also, in the meantime, send the account over to your local police department as well, so they can be able to open their own investigation. We will send this call along with your account information, and they will basically just open up their own investigation and track down whoever used your car, okay? So absolutely certain that no one in the home or anyone that you know?
I'm absolutely certain, yes. Because the other day, I have another credit card. Somebody purchased a game. And when I called the bank, I said, I don't order anything. I don't order any game, anything. They changed the credit card number. But this one, the Synchrony Bank, the bank who owned that card, don't give me the alert like somebody. No, they tell me, thank you for your purchase. And yesterday, the payment on what month? November the 5th. Yeah, last month we do that, and that's in it. I don't have no clue. But all the information I give you is, you say that's what you have in my account. I say, well, when did I open that account? I don't know. Yeah, a lot of scam in this world. People is not safe. People, you know.
Gotcha. All right. So I went ahead and got that account, made sure that account is canceled. As a courtesy and a one-time courtesy only, we'll go ahead and refund that charge in full for you on today. Allow it to the 3 business days to show back up to your account. And if you do not receive a cancellation number, I do have one for you if you wanted to take that down.
What do you have for me?
A cancellation number.
Okay, please, can I have it?
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 258.
C as in Charlie. 258.
222.
How many? Three times or two or four times?
Three twos.
222. Okay.
And 489.
489. Okay. That's it?
That is all. 2 to 3 business days for that refund the process back into your account.
Okay. But please cancel that because I have to call the bank now.
Okay.
I don't have to call the bank?
No, sir, because we already resolved the issue. Now,
oh, okay,
if you
because
don't
I was going to call,
receive,
I was going
now, if you don't receive
to,
your
no, I was going
refund
to.
by Wednesday, then by all means, give us a call back. But other than that, your account has been canceled. The refund went through successfully. So just allow those three businesses for the refund to pop back into your account.
No, but the reason I'm going to call the bank, I'm going to tell them to change the account number because somebody could go and use it again because all the information I give you, that's my information. That's me. You know what I mean? And the bank
yes,
could
sir.
Send me
Well,
another
that
cut like
information. That information was already in our system by whoever placed the order. We were just verifying what we already have. So we didn't take any information down or rewrite anything down. We were just already verifying what we already have in our system.
No. I understand what you said. It's not nothing to do with you because whatever that person who used that card and
oh,
all
okay.
my
I get
information,
what you're saying. Yeah.
That means if they're going to use that card again, you know, they could give
gotcha,
me the number,
gotcha,
and
gotcha.
But you know what I mean? I have to call the bank and tell the bank somebody use my card and send me another one. If they go and try, but when they give me all the information, my address, my email, but the card is not going to match. You understand?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right.
All righty. Well, I do thank you for
thank
calling
you.
Customer Support, and you do have a wonderful morning.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right.